Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Education Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday evening, August 14th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of education news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Port Charlotte Girl Scout earns coveted Gold Award. Port Charlotte resident Hannah Dickinson has earned the coveted Girl Scout Gold Award for her project Kindness Counts, addressing bullying in school bathrooms. Dickinson collaborated with school officials to replace hurtful graffiti with colorful murals promoting kindness. She also introduced a positivity wall for students to share uplifting messages. Her initiative has become a centerpiece in combating bullying and promoting positive peer interactions. Dickinson's project has influenced other schools in the area, with support from sponsors like Amazon and public supermarket charities. Girl Scouts of Southeast Florida empowers girls to become confident leaders who make a positive difference in their communities. Pembroke Pines Girl Scout earns coveted Gold Award. Pembroke Pines resident Elise Schaub has earned the coveted Girl Scout Gold Award, recognizing her impactful project, Building the Future Through STEM, at Pines Middle School. Her initiative, which included establishing a robotics team, sparked interest in STEM education and prevented the school from closing due to declining enrollment. Schaub's project has inspired the formation of additional STEM-focused programs, providing students with hands-on learning opportunities and exposure to in-demand fields. Her work has transformed the academic environment at Pines Middle, ensuring students are prepared for the future. The Gold Award ceremony, sponsored by companies like Amazon and Publix, honored 27 young female leaders in the region for their compassionate and innovative projects. Davie, Cooper City, and Southwest Ranches, Girl Scouts earn coveted Gold Award. Davie, Cooper City, and Southwest Ranches Girl Scouts have earned the coveted Gold Award for their impactful projects. Claire Anya Likayev founded STEM Mentors Club to spark interest in STEM fields early on. Mia Medrano raised awareness about mangrove preservation through her project Managing Mangroves. Ellen Huang addressed food waste with Eco Crafts Campaign, educating others on sustainable habits. Lauren Ranella empowered young women with knowledge about women's health and cancer prevention. Kylan Reynolds promoted physical activity through storytelling with Let's Get Physical. These young changemakers are making a true impact in their communities and beyond.
Weston Girl Scouts earn coveted Gold Award. Weston residents Sophia Diaz, Annalise Xiao, Valerie Nixa, Julie Saff, and Victoria Valdivieso have each earned the coveted Girl Scout Gold Award, recognizing their impactful projects addressing real-world challenges. Sophia Diaz created shark-in-a-box educational kits to dispel myths about sharks. Annalise Xiao produced a pet safety book for South Florida. Valerie Nixa promoted self-acceptance among young girls. Julia Saff organized music concerts for elderly residents. And Victoria Valdivieso wrote a children's book to normalize medical experiences. These projects have made a lasting impact in their communities and beyond, showcasing the leadership and compassion of these young changemakers.
Four Parkland and Coral Springs Girl Scouts earn coveted Gold Award. Four Girl Scouts from Parkland and Coral Springs have earned the prestigious Girl Scout Gold Award, the highest recognition for Girl Scout seniors and ambassadors. Eliani Carr Betts raised awareness about human trafficking in Broward County, while Maha Siddiqui focused on mental health support for teenagers. Emma Solsona created a club to promote mindfulness and stress management, and Ava Palazzolo empowered young girls with power tool skills. These projects address important issues in their communities and showcase the leadership and innovation of these young changemakers. The Girl Scouts were honored at the 2025 Annual Gold Award Ceremony, sponsored by companies like Amazon and Publix. CEO Lisa Johnson praised their compassionate and impactful work, highlighting their commitment to making a positive difference in the world.
Palm Beach Gardens and Royal Palm Beach Girl Scouts earn coveted Gold Award. Palm Beach Gardens and Royal Palm Beach Girl Scouts, Isabella Avalone, Marina DiMarzio, and Maylee Minatello have earned the Girl Scout Gold Award for their impactful projects. Avalone created Fix Her to teach home repair skills to teen girls. DiMarzio wrote What Happened to Grandma to explain Alzheimer's to children. Minatello launched Mind Your Faith podcast addressing mental health. These young changemakers are making a true impact in their communities and beyond. They were among 27 leaders to earn the Gold Award in the region, sponsored by Amazon, Fiserv, and others. Girl Scouts of Southeast Florida empowers girls to become confident, capable leaders who inspire lasting change.
Learning comes to life on stage with the 2025-2026 Nicholas Children's Smart Stage Matinee Series at the Broward Center and the Parker. The 2025-2026 Nicholas Children's Smart Stage Matinee Series at the Broward Center and the Parker brings learning to life on stage with a variety of educational performances ideal for school students. These performances align with Florida's BES standards and offer optional, interactive learning workshops. Nicholas Children's Health System sponsors the series, believing in the power of arts to inspire creativity and promote children's health and well-being. Shows like Pinkalicious, Bill Blagg's The Science of Magic, Seussical, and more offer a range of experiences for students of all ages. Tickets are available for purchase online or at the venue's box office.
Palm Beach County Community honors 3-year-old Kyrie Larry, strengthens YMCA's commitment to water safety. Community members gathered at the YMCA of the Palm Beach's Aquatic Center to honor the life of Kyrie Larry, a 3-year-old boy with autism who tragically drowned earlier this year. The Boca West Children's Foundation presented the YMCA with a sizable grant for adaptive swim instruction in Kyrie's memory. The YMCA president presented a commemorative plaque to Kyrie's grandfather, Deputy Kenneth Torrance. The donation will benefit the Y's adaptive swimming program, providing laughter safety skills to children with physical and cognitive challenges, including autism. The event was attended by notable community leaders and officials, emphasizing the importance of water safety for all children. The YMCA of the Palm Beaches continues its commitment to providing essential programs and services for the community, ensuring everyone has the opportunity to learn, grow, and thrive in a safe environment. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Education Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.